Commissioners Court Special Session for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Ready to go? Welcome. This is a notice of special call meeting on the 7th day of July 2026. Now, I'm here in course. Start with prayer. Scotty, please.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for the day and for all your blessings you've given us. Thank you for our county, the state we live in, this country we live in. Lord, thank you for all the freedoms you've given us. Thank you for the rain you bless us with overnight this morning. Pray that you just continue to bless us in every way. God, forgive us where we failed you. Give us wisdom and understanding in everything we talk about and consider today. God, direct our decisions and our paths. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God didn't like me because it didn't rain.
I didn't get much. I got a little.
He loved me.
Me too. You act like I've been practicing.
Okay, good. He has been practicing.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state under God, one indivisible. Hey, we need to get.
I'm sorry, I'll have to do it again.
One nation.
Oh, God.
What's the mayor's name used to be? He was mayor here for a while. He gave a program about
it. Bomb
Baumgartner.
Maybe we need to have a special meeting to prepare for a workshop.
He gave a special program earlier one time about the comma. There's no commas. One nation under God. There's not.
You taught me something new. I have no.
And ever since then, I suppose.
But you need break for me to get rid of the awkward pause.
I need to breathe.
Awkward, that's what I was doing out there. One nation.
We're going to drop the awkward pause in the pledge.
All right. Is there any public comment? We ain't got very much public today. Number one, considering take action to approve advance payment of the reimbursable grant portion. This is Marla did this. She did a really good job getting this word in. Portion of North Franklin Volunteer Fire Department. Fire Department truck. I think I'm in the same way. Man, I wish I would have figured this stuff out about 3 months ago. and for some reason, I don't know. Maybe just,
I've got some information for y'all if y'all want details and everything. So what happened was we went to go inspect the truck the other day. Maybe 2 weeks ago, something like that. I was under the impression that the grant could be paid directly to the manufacturer and we could pick up the truck from them and go from there. And they said that that was not the case. And so we reached out to the Forest Service and they said the same. So when we accepted the grant initially, we weren't concerned about any money because our part is that's left over is $14,480. We've got that in the bank. We were squared away. We didn't have any concerns about anything. We found that out from the manufacturer. Like, you had to get the truck or get the money or pay for the truck, receive it. They had to come inspect it, do the paperwork, get the reimbursement, then you're reimbursed, which kind of put us in a bind. We have spoke to a couple of banks. We're looking for some missing paperwork that we've lost since between 1976 and now. Declaration of foundation.
I can't even yesterday.
Yeah, declaration of foundation. Never even heard of such. So we're in the process trying to find that as a contingency plan as well. But we figured we would come visit with y'all also. So what the plan is if y'all are able to front the money for us, we take that check, pay for the truck, receive it, call the Forestry Service and get that ball rolling. Our area representative has to come inspect the truck. He has to, once he says that everything's built to proper specification per their standard for the grant, he notifies the state. We notify one other person and they're saying it's between 30 and 90 days for reimbursement. We would receive the check and then cut the county a check and y'all would be reimbursed for the full amount.
We should have thought about this earlier because I told Mara, I said, we need something in writing, but you're on tape, so.
Yeah, okay.
We need to start, if we do this again, just make sure there's like an MOU between us and y'all and South Franklin, whoever else we're doing their thing, because if y'all get the check, we said, we pay you back.
I know Blake talked about Fire Connect. where yes. they actually sent it immediately. As soon as it was inspected, a copy of the check yes. and the invoice, when he sent it immediately to whomever at Fire Connect. And so it kind of sped up the process, I think.
I do have our stuff set up for that. We just got our updated W-9 done yesterday to go through that to also expedite. Okay. So they did get it pretty quick like that because we were told
we haven't gotten the money yet, but it's through, and they said that was the quickest, best way to get it to the Forestry Service. And then once it's been, the rep has come and done their inspection from the Forestry Service, then they okayed it, and then the check was cut within 10 to 15 days.
Okay, all right. So yes, ma'am, we're also working, going through all that to try to get everything as once everything's done to get everything reimbursed as quickly as possible. So.
Yeah, and I throw everything back on the wall. Everything.
When are they
going to
deliver the truck?
It's ready now. In fact, they tried to get us to pick it up Friday. We ran into a problem. We didn't have that much money. Yeah. So because we were. Whenever they told us that, we were kind of dumbfounded because we asked them, well, none of these volunteer departments have $250,000 just laying around. That's why we're having to put in for these grants. And we've been waiting for this grant since 2013. Mm-hmm. So they said that everybody's having to go get short-term loans mm-hmm. to finish it out.
So you need us to pay $165, right?
Yes, ma'am.
To First in Public Safety Solutions?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And that invoice is on the back, and the remaining $14,480, we would already been planning on being responsible for anyways.
Okay.
So, first of all, I don't guess there's anything illegal about this. Is there anything illegal?
I'll call the length, and as long as the commissioners agree to do it.
Okay, since they're 501(c)(3).
Yes.
Yeah. It would just be considered a contribution at this stage. And then once, and what it is most grants now are on a reimbursable level. They're not upfront grants.
Yeah.
You don't get to just send them an invoice and they send you money. You have to show proof that you paid it. And I think a lot of it is that there's been problems over the years of not actually, yes. Thank you.
I think the big problem they run into is you receive a grant for one kind of fire truck and you try to use that money to build a different kind of fire truck.
Exactly.
Because they were very specific that whenever I was reading before I read it mm-hmm. and accepted the grant, that was one of the big things that you cannot, if you say you're building a small brush truck, take that money and apply it towards an engine or a large brush truck or whatever.
Because they send their rep out, the Forestry Service stuff, to inspect it, to make sure it's on your property.
Yeah.
That's what Blake is waiting on.
I know I talked to Dad about insurance. Insurance, we still cover that though, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we cover
that.
Make sure
you get the VIN number and everything, make sure you get that.
Yeah, he's got the new number here.
We don't have insurance yet.
That was the other thing. He said, hey, do we want to pick it up? This was Friday. I said, no, sir. I said, because it wouldn't be our luck that we would find a wrong-way driver on between Silver Springs and Hagensport, and that would be the end of a $211,000 fire truck.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Anybody got any questions? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Got a motion to second. Any more discussion? Any questions? Anything? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
I'll have a chance at the check. It'll be a little while. When do you want to pick it up? Any this afternoon or tomorrow? Or?
I will probably try to come back up here today.
Okay. Let's say about 2 o'clock. That'll give him time to get paid.
Okay.
That
work?
We should have done it before.
Because he might have to call these people and get a W-9, because this is another.
Well, in fact, we're going to
put a plug. But yes, that'll get him plenty of time.
I mean, we got the group.
I don't think I have this on you.
But yes, we did.
I have the phone number. We can just text you and let you know. Because they're not a county. 930?
Yes, ma'am.
They're not really going to play this.
3-1.
Donation word.
8-3 word.
They're expecting their home.
Yeah, I need to go to 500.
Okay. We'll just text you when it's ready. It'll be this afternoon, but it'll get.
Right.
Chance is pretty spot on.
And I'll get it insured, and when you pick it up, I'll have the insurance card attached to the check. I'll make you a copy of it so that you can see it and release it on that.
They're already on budget.
You take the fire truck.
We'll go sit a wrecker out there.
Pay some money, go get the fire truck.
No, what we're talking about is that, you know, I don't want other 501c3s coming. I can blow my money. The only good thing about it is that y'all are on our budget, and we already do it on our budget. I can kind of backtrack on that one a little bit, so.
Well, it's reimbursable.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. But there's some that come up and say, hey, you gave a fire call, $175. The only ones you loan this money, we won't go buy and pay 7% interest. So.
That's why I worded it the way I did.
Yes. Yeah.
It does keep us on the same track what we've been doing the last year.
Yeah.
Trying to get the volunteer fire departments along with everything else how it speaks. So.
I was going to say, y'all be in good shape. Everybody y'all be in good shape.
That will help us a lot.
But I get up in the morning thinking stuff, and I wish I'd have said something about that. Well, I wish I'd have asked this. I got a meeting tomorrow. There's a lot of things I forgot in that first meeting, but I'm going to bring it tomorrow.
You need to make notes. That's what I tell you all the time. When you think about that, just jot it down.
Yeah. What else, y'all? We got, y'all want to talk about any budget issues or anything over here? We've got it on the agenda. I know Scotty's not here, but.
I think that we still need to look in or just get as much information, understand, research on the groundwater conservation district.
Well, that's going to be the talk tomorrow. That is tomorrow. I got the meeting.
I think it's
I don't know where, because every judge told me, there's no way we're there. First of all, go to Austin, pass a law where they give us the authority to, we got a county attorney, why are we going to pay a guy $1 million a year?
Well, this one could
because he gives money back to the legislature.
Well, that's one of the questions I was going to, because I actually talked to Judge Ransom last week. I met him 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Well, yeah, I got it. It's just somebody
that kisses that government like you wouldn't believe.
There's a lot of different stuff going on. I mean, one of the things I look at it with a judge is the fact that we've been talking about having local control of some things and have some ability to maybe regulate things. Some of that stuff might be changing right now, even like I was talking a while ago before court started. People here in the audience about that. And the governor right now, he's out. He's starting to hit all around rural Texas because of the data center stuff. So there's a lot of, I mean, whether it's going to be a sea change, I don't know, but there's still some stuff going on. But to my point is if we've got ability to try to protect one of our resources, I think we try to get into, but that's one point I would make on top of that is that what is it going to cost us going forward?
We're going to start making money. We can do it.
Well, that's
in the world you're going to bring back money.
Well, see, I don't even worry about the making money part. I just want it to be, if it's going to be something that we can use that benefits us and benefits our citizens and our resources, I'm for that. But that's one of the questions I was asking him is like, well, if you get 20 counties involved in this, you're going to have a 20-member board to try to get a consensus on a 20-member board. That's tough. And then you fix and put together another, you know, level of government, which is somewhat what we dealt with the ESD. Nobody wants, I mean, we don't want to come up and start having to fund, I don't know how much it would be. Has everybody got to contribute to a multi-million dollar budget every year to try to regulate groundwater inside this conservation? I mean, there's a lot of questions. And I don't have the answer for them yet, but I don't want to just...
There's 15 different ways that they can do this. Number one, the state of Texas.
That's one of the questions I was going to say. Why, if they're talking about, and I want to get if
they don't want
you get this answer tomorrow too, is to say why if we're trying to just hire a law firm, which I understand that they go down and lobby and try to make your voice heard, but have we reached out to our own what are our local reps and senators saying? Because they're the ones that create the legislation that they put forth the bills. I mean, because this thing's going to be established by a bill that becomes law. somebody's got to introduce it. Somebody's got to debate it and push it through.
But the thing is, Scott, why don't they give us the authority? We've got a county attorney.
Right.
Why are we going to play Sledge Law Firm, who's going to be a lobbyist, who's going to get right back to those same legislators? We didn't hire this law firm. Well, you know why? Because they're going to get lobby money back from them. I'm sick of the state of Texas.
No, I
can't even read crap that they do. And that's what they are.
I understand what
I'm going to rip them tomorrow.
I understand what you're saying, but what my question is, how do we find a way to work to get the best advantage for our citizens and our resources? I understand your frustration with the state. I mean, I want to make a phone call to talk to our rep and even talk to our senator and say, is this something that y'all push for? I haven't heard that.
It's an unfunded mandate. They want $20,000 out of every county so they can put it in there where it'll funnel right back into their hind pocket, new bill fund. It's nothing to that. If they want to do something, pass a law where they give us authority to make decisions like for right out here. Crap! Quit playing games to make you millionaires. Now, I really
was one of the things I saw was like last night was talking about, right now the governor's making, he's going all through rural.
Oh, yeah, because he's getting stuck because ISDs are going to be his
butt. Well, I think the schools are and all the data center stuff is. Mm-hmm. So now he's out promoting, pushing, get regulation for the data centers.
Oh, yeah, Max, I'm against it. Nice and job against it.
Right, exactly. Well, I know. And but what I'm saying is, is there a way that we use that as a potential opening for us to benefit us while you have a chance? I mean, in other words, if the political pressure is on him at this point in time, and this is where he's leaning that way, don't just dismiss it out of hand. Yeah. Find a way to work with it. I think that's
what kind of committee do we have to protect our oil rights when they drill down? What about the lithium that's coming up? Like, we don't want to. We might get chewed on or something. We got to get elected back in office every time. That's all they care about.
The only thing I'm talking about is just, and the water issue in this state is huge. So you're never going to just completely say it's ours. You can't take our resources. It's not going to happen. I mean, if West Texas is dry and they need water, they're going to take it.
Oh yeah.
And they're going to take it from the surface water probably before they take it from the groundwater. So my whole thing right now is if we have a way to try to protect the resources of the people that inside this county and have the ability to somewhat regulate that so it's not necessarily taken out and pumped to Dallas that sprinkles their sidewalks in 105 degree temperature at 2 p.m. So, I mean, I'm just saying. That's just,
And the thing, it's like we were saying, I read comments on Facebook, people, they have no idea what's going on. And if you go out and try to stand up for what, try to tell them the truth about how the state does this and this, we have no authority here, we have no, they think you're lying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We are the people who come right to us, and we have no authority on that. Okay, let's give it to this, we don't want to test this one. I'm just saying, that's a law where we do have this.
Yeah. Well, how do we work to get them to pass that law?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my. I'm going to tell them tomorrow.
You better start standing up for your counties instead of the state and being scared to death of a governor and lieutenant governor and everybody else down there that has created more government being Republicans, more government than I've ever seen in my life. We got more government in Texas than we do in California. My God. And we have been Republican controlled since Ann Richards left. You know, it's just amazing. They have quadrupled in size in the last 15 years. It's just, and
well, one thing for sure is that there's a lot.
They look at us and they call us the crooks.
There's still a lot of people coming to this state. There's a lot of businesses coming here because they want to do business. Because it is still one of the top states in the country to do that.
Yeah.
So what? With us being a small piece of pie in this state, it's 254 counties, what do we do to try to protect our resources and, our citizens? Okay. I just think I'm not saying we haven't had the answer. I just don't want to dismiss
it. I'm like, we need to protect what we have.
Well, y'all tell her right quick to put $20,000 in there, and I'll tell them more.
Well, that's
all they want. They're wanting $20,000 in there. And I want why are we doing that?
Well, that's what I don't have enough answers to understand why that we is there not a different avenue we take like this. I mean,
there's a lot of avenues.
I mean, can we not talk with our elected officials and get them to
there's a different world and they don't listen to rural Texas. and then you want to go to Dallas and Houston and Austin and San Antonio. That's who those do. And they don't.
But they're the ones. But the legislature. I was reading up like on Comal County down in New Brunswick. When they that theirs was created by the legislature. You know, 15 or what, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's by a legislative act. Now, why did they do that for them?
Oh, they won't do it to us because they don't want people coming to them driving. Oh, it's not our deal. This is how you need to go back and get with your groundwater conservation.
No, okay, well, what I'm trying to figure out, you're saying you want them to make a law that gives us power?
Yes.
So how do we get to that place?
You don't, because they're not going to give us any power. They're not going to give county governments or city governments or school districts anything except they want to take away property taxes, and then I don't know where in the hell we're going to get money after that. I have no idea how they're going to do it. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do a consumption tax, and it's going to funnel right through Austin. They'll give us what they think we need, because they are smarter than we are here. They know what we need here more than our local citizens and us, because we're too stupid to do that. And that's why.
Then what we end up doing is we throw our hands up and give up.
You know what?
We have no options.
If they're that concerned about groundwater, pass a law. Pass a law. Give it to the Texas Water Development Board. They've got a board. Why are they not doing it?
You want to give the groundwater to the Water Development Board? They were.
Let them have a say on it. It's the state of Texas. They're the ones griping about it right now.
Well, right now, if we're talking about doing something with the regional area, that gives us the ability, the local governments, the ability to try to regulate it. Would that not be a positive thing if we can do that? I mean, if they
want money.
So I know, but they don't get. If there's a way for us as a local government to try to deal with some of this, is it not a good thing if we could do it? Rather than putting it in Austin and give it to the Water Development.
I don't want to give them a dime.
I got.
I'm sitting there trying to take money.
I know. Okay, take
property tax. Y'all need property.
So let's.
Oh, he got embarrassed with it. He got red and he started laughing. He said, "Well, we're not going after all that property tax." I said, "Belong." And he was red. He couldn't come back.
Right.
I
totally get it. The thing is, only sphere of influence we have is within the county government, the county commission. I understand the deal with the schools, but that's not our arena.
No.
We're having to deal.
All you got to do is tell me, and we'll tell.
That's
all you got to do.
Well, I know that. I'm just trying to have us all talk about it and figure out where everybody's coming. I understand, obviously, understand what your position is. I'm going out as one of the representatives of the county here in Franklin County. What I got questions about. Is it something that would be beneficial to us that would obviously give some local control to the people here in Franklin County? As compared to saying, let Austin do it, let them regulate it. Because that's one of the things we keep talking about fighting, is trying to fight Austin's regulations.
Yeah, okay. What's next?
I know.
What's next? And next, and next, and next, and next. They run over us until we finally go, you know what, I'm going to start standing up. You know,
I'm not standing up
because nobody is
this is what we're, I don't know if we're just not seeing things the same lens here, but that's what I think the people, at least the people I'm talking to, is that what we're trying to do is do that within our local government, our other local governments beside us, that we're all adjacent to each other, to say, give us the ability to make these decisions.
Yeah.
I understand your frustration with the state, totally get it. I'm just saying, what do we do to help ourselves, help our county, our resources? How do we protect those? And rather than just mowing my neck and saying, I'm just so frustrated with the state. Yeah.
I mean, no, because we didn't have everybody stand up instead of falling over and.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But that's what some people are looking at and asking us to do, is with being a part of this deal like this.
If we try to fight on ourselves, where are we going to get it so they won't pay somebody else?
First of all, if we don't join it.
Everything nowadays is.
First of all, if we don't join them, they can say, you know what? I said, until y'all change this, we'll join it. But I don't care. You know what? Tell Mr. Bass to come in Franklin County and suck all of it out, because you know what? Until y'all do what we want you to do.
Why would we tell somebody about that end just to prove a point that it would hurt?
It should not be our concern.
I know, but what I'm saying,
they don't give us anything else.
Your fight is with Austin. Why do you want to jeopardize? You just sit there and tell Mr. Bass to come and suck it all out of Franklin County. That's jeopardizing the people of Franklin County because you're angry with Austin. Why would we do that? That's I get what you're saying. You're frustrated. I totally get it.
Well, why would we do that?
Well, let's tell
them. We just prove a point. Well, we can all just get just hammered and just get you know, have everything detrimental happen to us. But look, we made a point to Austin, and we're the little county.
That's the problem, is that nobody will. If everybody will stand up, referral Texas will stand up, dude. And we tell our citizens, you know what? They're doing a hell of a good job by telling our citizens about how sorry property tax, they're just killed. But they don't say anything about 66.
They're talking about this right now. We're talking about local control of one thing right now.
I realize that, but it's a bigger picture than one thing. I'm telling you right now, they know us, they got us, and they're going to eat us alive. And they continue to eat us alive. Then they come back in the morning. Well, and then these judges are going, man, we can't fight the state government. They will come after us. They're trying to destroy us now.
Question.
What are you going to do?
My question is this: you're fighting the state government. Where has it got you so far?
Nowhere, because we're one county. But that's what I'm trying to tell the judges: stand up and do. Quit kissing their rears and doing everything that they ask you to do.
But
all they want is money. All they want is money. Just come to
the is the groundwater conservation? How's that? I mean, this is like, to me, I don't understand it. It's a grassroots deal. It's coming from your local people.
This might be a positive step in a positive direction.
I'm telling you. That's fine. I'll tell them about it.
That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to get information, but we don't ever have a chance to talk about it.
And that's what we're having this meeting tomorrow. And that's what I want to hear from all those who said they weren't going to do it. Now, two of them have told them there ain't no way in the world because they don't have the money. All of a sudden, they found $20,000.
Everybody can find money for something. We're in the same exact situation. I mean, believe me. I mean, honestly, what did we just do today?
It's guess what? He lives in our county.
All these other people that we're talking about doing stuff with is
about. No, this is protecting people. This is more. It's just bigger.
Okay, then help me understand.
Yeah.
Those are the questions I don't understand. If we're talking about doing something that's going to affect our local people in a positive way, that's what we don't understand.
Everything affects our local people. Everything. And the state has a responsibility. My gosh, they have a responsibility to put the money up. That's what I'm saying.
We put the money up for what? It's. What are they putting up? We're talking about putting up money to have a lobbyist go and push our case. So, what is the position
that I have? First,
you need the state to put something up.
First of all, that's not our responsibility. That's a mineral right that should be handled by two different agencies down at Bay Health. They have grown this place, but we want y'all to be grown building. What do y'all do down there?
But we've always been a right to capture, right? State of Texas.
Yes. That's right.
Private property.
Yes.
Right to capture. So basically now somebody with a lot of resources come in, and it was a perfect example. I heard there's a place for sale down in South Franklin. 300 acres, and come in and starts just sucking water out and sending it just straight to Dallas, all the or where? West Texas for the drive.
Yeah.
When we have no recourse.
Well, let's say a farmer moved down on 300.
No, answer my scenario first. What do we do about that?
Yeah. Well, probably no different than building an interstate out there. It goes through our county. What do you have to say? What about trucks parking off on the side of the road? They argued with me about this point. He told me flat through the guy heading down Austin, it's none of your business what we do on that interstate. It's coming through 10 miles. We got 10 miles of interstate. What do you mean? We're the ones working the stinking wrecks. We got the citizens that are getting killed. Why don't we have a say? He said, because that's our deal. Shit. And this is their deal.
Right.
This should have nothing. We don't regulate the oil that they suck out of our ground. We have no say about that. But all of a sudden, you know, they throw stuff out there at people, and people live by the AI. Most of this data centers, there's crap of being lied about. I mean, there's some, how many gallons? Well, no, they're not.
Right.
You know, that's what we're saying. They make up shit.
The truth is always somewhere in the middle. But there's untruths from every level, Scott. I mean, you understand. Well, one person says, you don't know. That's why we ask questions and have these conversations. Because everything you're telling me, I just want to dig into it and understand it so I can effectively represent the people of Precinct 4.
Yeah.
I don't want to just look at them and just dismiss it. Well, I don't want to. It's a fake. Stick it to us.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not an answer the people in Precinct 4 don't want from their commissioner.
Why, if you got farmers out of Precinct, you better not regulate me because I'm a farmer. That's my water.
That's what, but you also understand.
And they're going to regulate.
No, I know, but you also understand, you've been this long enough that you know that everywhere in the legislature, there are carve-outs for any way, shape, form, or fashion. That's part of the problem. That's part of the process while you're talking about doing the law firm, is because they get in there and carve it all up the way they want to, and they have carve-outs for certain, and that would be the crime carve-outs. For the individual citizens, for the farmers, it would be for the big corporations coming in and saying, percent it out. I mean, I'm just saying, that's the legislative process. It happens. So my question is, is Cole Hefner involved? Is Brian Hughes involved? Is anybody talking to these people that are supposed to be our elected officials in Austin? What are their viewpoints for us? And they talk.
Oh, they love it, because they know where they're going to get the money. The lobbyist, that sledge is going to turn right around and pay them to vote the way he wants to. That's exactly what, you can sit there and say, oh no, they're here for the people. No, they're not, they're politicians in Austin.
I know.
They're worse than Washington.
I'm trying to do bigger, more government.
Hey, let's get some more government going. Hey, but we want $20,000. We're going to do away with your property tax, but we want $20,000 from your property before we do that. I mean, it never stops. It never stops. So what are we going to do when they say you can't raise your taxes until you have a year? And now you got to have 2/3 vote. We can sure pass that law, can't we? Oh, we can pass that. You got to have 2/3 to vote to raise any kind of taxes.
Those are the things that we're going to have to deal with come January when the legislature. I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, we're going to set tango.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we do. Yeah, we do try to even though we're a weak small county, maybe we try to be involved in that. I mean, we dealt with it 3 years ago. Whenever all the stuff in the soul was going on, I mean, I know it is what it is. We just keep telling everybody here that need to be involved and talk to their officials down there, and they're talking to us. I mean, is this the gist y'all
are
doing? Yes. I'm not saying we're swayed with every new thing that comes up, but this is legit. I mean, if you've been following the information for the 4 years that we've been here, almost 4 years, the water issues all across the state are real.
Yes.
It's not something that's made up.
Well, West Texas.
Well, it's not just West Texas, it's Central Texas. You've got massive development in those places, and you're just coming into the unincorporated areas and they're building stuff left and right. Well, you've got to have a certain amount of resources. And what we're doing, at least right where we are right now, we're still pretty in good shape. So what do we do?
So we
try to hedge our bets.
So we beg the governor to beg these people.
Okay, I'm asking.
Begged all these companies coming here now. Oh, they got to have water.
I know.
They don't have water.
What I'm asking you is, our county judge, what do we do to try to benefit the people of Austin? To represent them, effectively represent them, and not just throw our hands up.
Well, first of all, here, and I understand, I really do. I understand where you're going. We've got to do something about the ground war. And I'm not denying that.
Right.
My deal is, that's the state of Texas. They have more buy, they have more power, they have the ability to pass laws. They have the ability. We don't. They do.
Right. But we help in the legislative process by voicing the opinions and the thoughts of our people.
We do that without having a deal. Pass a law to give us the authority where we can do it right here and use our own county attorney to go after people. We're going to regulate in our county, you regulate in your county. Why do we have to have 20 counties? I mean, we got 19, what was it's in that bill? I don't know, there's like 19 or 20.
What would your groundwater situation? What kind of law does that look like? How would it read in your
point? Exactly what the groundwater conservation district did. But guess what? It's going to be 5 people right here, and we can sit here and put a deal right here, so we can listen to our citizens, not their citizens.
Okay.
Austin don't give a rat's right for us. I'm sorry, they don't care at all. When's the last time you talked to Shelley Luther? When's the last time she's been here?
No.
She's not going to, because all she needs is Grace and Kevin. She knows that.
But still, that's the process. The only thing we can do is knock on the door, yeah. And finally answer.
Yeah.
And that goes out to Shelley, that kind of thing.
And I know what this is about. For 60, almost 64 years, I've sat here and watched it. It's about money. It don't matter about Democrat, Republican, because they're all, when it comes to money, they'll do anything they got to get the money put in their pocket. And that's all this is about. They can do this, they can work it out, but they're not going to.
So ultimately, it still goes back to my original premises. What are we doing to try to protect? Is there a truth that we need to try to protect our resources and represent and have our people have a voice in the process? And how do we go about that?
We know right here. We know what's going on in our county. They don't. And that's another gripe that I have. You're trying to tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. We just need your money, and we'll take care of y'all. We know more about your county than y'all do. No, they don't. We know what we want, and we know what our citizens want. But we have no power to do anything because they don't give us the power. Oh, they're going to throw us a bubble where we can do a groundwater conservation district, and y'all have some voice in that. Well, why don't you give us voice on anything else? That's funny.
I'm trying to figure out, what does that look like? Have each individual county have the ability to regulate groundwater being drilled and sent out to some other place?
So who's going on here? You're not going to get groundwater commercial. Anytime that you want to build a well, you come for your permit.
Right.
That's what they're wanting. That's all this groundwater.
Right.
But they're going to do it through a conservation district. Why don't we do it on each individual county? We got our own county attorney. We don't need slaves law.
I agree. So why do we push that?
That's what I'm trying to do more. That's what I'm
trying. Okay, with these guys, but also, are we willing to go out and start trying to make the phone calls and talk to people there in Austin and see if we get them on our side?
Oh, I had four state representatives, one state senator. And every one of them sat there pushing me. What? Why? You know, I don't trust them. I know how they are. I know what they want. It's all about the Almighty God. That's all it is.
Well, I can't believe this.
Well, pardon me, others. They're sitting here trying to cat spray us as a county. Every 254 of us, they're wanting control. But, we want to throw y'all a bunch of y'all and have some control over this groundwater. Really? You know? We're going to eliminate property taxes 100%.
And Judge, that's another battle we got to face next year.
Yep.
We all know it's coming.
Yeah.
But talking about that, we're
but why go get on Channel 7 and tell everybody that? And then all of a sudden, but we want you to use property taxes to get the groundwater country. Hell, we don't have enough money to give pay raises. You cut us down to 3.5 or 500,000.
It's coming to the point all of us to make that argument to all of our people. We got to tell our people that. You got to do it as an executive of the county. I mean, we sit here and talk about it. There's nobody here. Nobody's here to hear this conversation, but we got to shout it. But that's a whole different thing we're going to deal with come next year. But that's next year.
They've done a heck of a good job. They have a heck of a job. They love TV time. They get in front of Channel 7 and go, well, we got to hurry. We got to protect our groundwater. We got to do this. I sit and listen to the same crap about everything they do. And we can't go out the same thing. I can't go out, judicial ethics will meet you. And that's what it is tomorrow. Oh, y'all can't go up there to the state because that's if you're the judge. You can't. That's judicial ethics. You got to go talk to them in Austin. No, I'm a member of the commissioner's court in my county.
Right.
Why can't I say? But they have got these judges scared to death. Scared to death. Well, I'm not scared anymore, but I don't really care anymore. So I'm gonna fight them. I mean, I fought Texas. Me and Jerry Cooper and Ricky Jones up there, and they crap in our face and threw it at us. Because they're a big, bad state of Texas, and they're gonna show us. And they did. Because we don't have the power to stop them. And that's what I tell every leader.
That's what we tell the citizens here all the time too, is that we don't have power to do anything. But right now we're getting to a place that we can just form a semi-coalition of multiple counties that does give a little bit of power. I think it's a positive thing.
It could be.
I ain't gonna be on that committee. The county we put our county judge on. I said, I ain't getting on the committee.
We'll be up to the
committee. All it is
I said a while ago, if you got 20 counties to get involved and you got 20 members on the board, you're trying to work that together. I mean, those are all things that can be hammered out in some kind of legislation. Instead of having a 20 member board, you have a 7 member board or whatever. But the county commissioners board have to vote on those things, and if that falls back on us too. I mean, I'm just wanting to get clarification rather than just what,
we're not going to win. We can sit here and talk about it. But when it comes down to if the ground, and I don't know this is a fact, now this is just my opinion. They'll create this groundwater conservation district. And then when we make a decision on something, the state don't like it, they're going to come in and change it. Mm-hmm. They've done it
they've done it on everything, whether it's TxDOT or DPS, or I'll tell you another embarrassment, it was Child Protective Services that they no longer have because it's just an embarrassment, they don't do anything. The state of Texas don't do anything, but loves TV time to vote for me.
But if we don't do something, then...
So my question, I'm going to go back to the original question. Is the groundwater an issue that we need to take
out? That's up to y'all.
And I'm asking you,
no.
As a member of the commission,
I don't like it.
Is the groundwater, protection of groundwater, is it an issue that needs to be addressed? In your opinion, as an elected official here, is protecting our groundwater this conversation is yes. Then we need to stay in the conversation and figure it out. Well, this is what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And then tomorrow, whenever you go, come back and tell
them. Oh, I'm going to tell you right now. They're going to do it. They've already got commitments from most of the counties to do it. They need,
I think you said 15 that they needed.
They needed 15, I thought it was
19
counties,
yeah.
And they needed.
Every county gets involved, I would probably decrease that a little bit. Well, that law firm has obviously set itself as a retainer, and that's what
they're doing. And that's another thing to take me off. Why is Gregg County and Smith County paying exactly what Franklin County and Camp County and Delft County?
Because y'all had the same one vote.
I know. But, you know, when you're talking about...
I got a quick.
Okay.
Say the company wanted to come into Franklin County and use a lot of our water. They have to go before the committee. And
right now?
People down around Gregg County or what, they said, hey, that's a good deal. That's not that much water.
That's the... That,
they have both y'all.
They
don't know what we need and what our situation is. That's what Commissioner... It's not equal, is it?
No. And that's why you have a board, more or less a board of directors making decisions and making policy. And then the policy would be implemented by a staff of people that work
in
the
city.
The thing about it is, if we got 20 people on groundwater conservation and we got one vote, guess what? 19 of them vote against Franklin County and anything. Because they go out there are 50%.
Especially the bigger county.
Yeah, they say, you know what?
But the thing is, everybody's getting in. The one thing is that most of all these counties are getting involved in this because of the simple fact that they feel like it's an issue to try to protect their groundwater. So if people want to look out, you think it's like.
Just because one thing, they're all
angels of people
for the same money, right?
We're all in this thing together. Yeah. I know for sure if they do it, and we don't have a seat at the table, we don't have a voice at all.
Yeah, at least we have one vote.
And I'm like, Scott, you can't go with 20 people. You've got to create a board with kind of a certain number, somebody from Delta County, somebody from, you got to have two or three on there from smaller counties, two or three from bigger counties. Then you got to just agree somewhere.
And ultimately, here, people at Austin, they're going to say, Gregg County got 100 million votes down there, whatever. Mm-hmm. We only got a few thousand. We don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. I guarantee you that's the way it is. That's where it's always been. Even when I did work for the state, they went and crapped on smaller cats.
And what vibe did we have if they want to put a AI center out there that uses millions of gallons a day of water and run us out of water? We can't.
You have zero.
And here's another thing. Now, all that water at Lake Cypress Springs and every bit of that water that's below us right now belongs to the state of Texas. That's another crime.
Yeah.
That belongs to them. They can sit there and say, I don't care how many conservation districts you got. The state of Texas can come in and take it anytime they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And give it that. And there's
that's eminent domain. There's no doubt. Everybody knows that. What the point still exists, the fact with the argument is there a way that we can that we have a voice or some place at the table to talk about some of the stuff that if it's something that one of our main resources. We're only here for a short time.
Yes.
I mean,
and I did tell them at that meeting. I said, I think that's great. I said, the problem is I don't think that we ought to have to pay a lawyer to go down there and lobby for us.
If you haven't quite gotten this, that's what I'm trying to say. How do we do that on our own?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what everybody calls it, because every one of these counties, just like what we are, everybody's busy. Everybody has limited resources.
Why can't we have our own ground?
Well,
Franklin County Ground Conservation District, Franklin County.
Run it up the flagpole.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Why not? Get that out in the media.
And they're going to say, well, we're...
If you're solid in your position, hey, folks, I mean, we're having this conversation right here. Maybe a lot of people out in East Texas like where that conversation is. Well, instead of spending this on this, and for a group of 20 counties, why can't the state push that? And then all of a sudden, why don't we have the ability to do it on our own? Why can't the county attorney make come up with these permits and so forth, rather than have 20 different counties try to do it and have a big another level?
Well, the state's got okay. They're not going to okay. They'll have an excuse for everything they do. They want money.
Yes, and ultimately, that's exactly right. Everybody's going to have a reason, an excuse for something. But at the same time, our excuse can't be because somebody
will have a reason. And I'll tell you another thing we discussed the other day. They talked about, now we're not going to limit. Well, then they're already talking. I said, wait a minute, should that be the ground conservation district's rules that they create and their bylaws? And maybe that's what a lawyer is going to do for them, too.
Yeah, I think that
they're saying, oh, we can't, you know, we'll farmers can get all they want. I said, so corporations can't get it, just farmers? I said, and they didn't know how to answer this. I said, every chicken house in Franklin County that I know of got wells, or South Carolina County, they got, because I dug one. We got a well. So I know that for a fact. But you're leased to Pilgrim's Pride Corporation. Yeah. And I saw Hefner go,
yeah, the only issue with that, you can always cut, you're got this corporation, but you're an agricultural corporation.
That's right.
It's a little bit different deal. There, once again, you can have a carve out or something like that. But it's a whole different deal. That's, I mean, like I said, understand what we're talking about with this waste. When the issue that I think people are talking about with the conservation district is trying to figure out, we're out here trying to take care of our business, and people are trying to raise their families, raise their crops, raise their cattle, do all these things and protect their resources, and then we're up against it with the big cities. And it's like, we live in the big cities. I saw it.
Oh yeah.
And this is what we're trying to talk about, just how do we protect that and protect the pilgrims, protect the somebody that's leased some land that they got
peasants. We're the peasants. Yeah.
Well, I was going to pop that thing. I mean, but there's,
you know what? I think it's a great. I really do. I've sat here fighting. I hate the state of Texas because of what they've done.
But take that out of it.
I know that. And I haven't been against it. What I'm against is paying so much money.
Right. Paying somebody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if we're all on board, we see an issue that needs to be addressed, and we try to find a solution. Let's just work together and do it. And, I mean, we might fail.
Yeah.
And we're not successful. I mean, everybody here is looking at that. I think somebody here wants to say, let's just chuck another $20,000 or something. You know, yeah, we can do it until it's just unlimited. What's the next thing?
Okay.
I mean, we don't do that, but what are our avenues for this, to find a solution to take care of the problem? And when we all work together, we can do it.
Where are we going to be?
Huh?
Or if we don't give the $20,000, where are we going to be in a couple of years? You know,
and I'm going to find out more about this.
We got to ask questions and try to get in there. Like,
we can still join without being a member, without being a voting member. They can add us so they can actually create and not let them suck water out of our county. That's kind of where I was going. And I'm going to ask that tomorrow. Now, we've got to about 5:00 today. Do you want me to put that on the agenda for Monday to do the resolution? Because they got to have it pretty quick, I'm telling you right now.
They put it and then y'all can table it if
you need to. It'd be better to have it on there.
Okay.
And then if you don't want to do
anything. See, I didn't know that we have the ability to be a member without being a voter.
Well, they discussed that about doing that. Now that may have just been brought up as a question. Can we? But I mean,
is that a possibility?
Yeah,
Marsh County.
The only thing I know to do is really outside of what the county can do, but that would be something like Form PAC. And
that's
outside of what the county can really contribute to. But if someone wanted to get involved. And control.
That's basically what this is.
That's what this is. The attorney's it's a lobbyist.
Yeah.
We're just getting
Sledge, the Sledge Law Firm is out of Austin, Texas, right next to the Capitol down there, and they're a lobby group.
Yeah.
And
I love Cole to death. I can call him and he'll answer me quicker than the sheriff will answer me. And he knows I don't hold back on much of thing. And he knows it's not personal.
Will he come and talk to us?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would. Yeah, I'll ask.
I mean, he's not a representative.
No, well, it's Shelly Luther, but it's just, yeah. Good Lord of mercy. I don't want Shelly up in my county or on the
kitchen. But a PAC can do what you can't do. They can advertise and they can say, we're going after your votes because rural counties and your constituents are tired of you not listening to your voice. We will give money and we'll back somebody that will listen to them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that you can, and that's more than just dealing with groundwater. That's the whole. Yeah. But of course, it's back to Tulsa County again.
Yeah. I do. And you know, I was like I said, argue. I know y'all don't believe that, I do have legitimate gripes, and everybody else does too, but they're scared not to. Kind of like you are. Well, what are we want to be a member of this. We want to be able to say what comes in. And the state does it every time. I've watched it time after time after time. They throw, you get the fire burning in, throw the water on. Yeah. They want to be in control. They don't want to let us have very much control. And that's kind of like the stuff with the solar stuff. There is nothing we can do to stop anything coming in here like that. Give us that authority. Don't tread on me. I got that attitude. They're doing it to everybody.
Now on top of this, they're getting some pushback from enough people.
Yeah.
That they're really starting to push it.
I think that's one thing you're seeing right now, like with the governor. He's out hitting all these places.
As soon as the election's over, in January, he's going right back away.
Well, that's why you have this window of opportunity right now.
Yeah.
If that's all we have. If we're in a battle, and you realize you're going to have your opponent's going to be weak for 3 or 4 months, what are you going to do?
That's when you really.
Not when you say, well, he's going to be strong here in 6 months, so I'll just sit back and just enjoy the 3 months I have. I think you'd sit there and say, I need to come up and how do I put all my resources there to try to get my foot in the door or get my message out.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm
thinking. Yeah, and it still sticks in my craw about that truck parking out there.
The way that whole thing went down, you're exactly right. But the thing is, there's nothing you can be done about that.
No.
Nothing to be done. It is what it is. What do you now do? What do you do going forward?
It's kind of like getting raped. You just got to take it. You fight. It's just, I mean, you got to fight. And I'm the kind of guy that will fight to the bitter end. But I do agree that something needs to be done. I've never been against that. It's like I told you. I think there's other avenues that they ought to try first before they go after every little county. Right. We want money. We want money, 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 money.
The
Republican Party used to be the party of less government. Holy moly, they're not anymore.
Well, even you taking that position right there and said we'd like to have the ability for us as a global county just to regulate our county.
Yeah.
I mean, that flies in the face of less government in and of itself.
Yes.
Because you're telling somebody they can't, you're taking a right away from somebody that's there right now. Because right now, it's come and get what you want. It's right capture. So there's nothing there. So if we do it locally, just one county at a time, we're still adding government.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even right now, we've had these conversations about everything, the green energy issues. Yeah. We're asking people to give us the ability to regulate. I think most of us, the conservatives, we don't want that. Have people make their own best choices they can, without big government telling you what to do. But if you got to figure out what the threat is, is it a real threat? Is it a real something?
Yeah, yes, but I will say this about West Texas. It ain't corporations that suck the water, it's farmers. Because they don't have any water, and they'll admit that.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here, all these companies coming in and want to suck water out of the ground. I think what ticked them off the worst, it wasn't data centers or AI, whatever they are. It was Mr. Bass selling water to Dallas.
Well, yeah, exactly. But thank you. I'm going to tell you, a lucrative business right now, go and tap into water here and sell it to people out in West Texas that need it.
Yep.
Because right now, supply and demand, you're going to get a heck of a price for it. If you got the resources to go and tap the wells over here and do it, and get it pipelined to somebody, we're going to make a lot of money. But ultimately, it's not fixing to drain us today, but I mean, some of the decisions we make now might have an effect on people 5-10 years from now.
Well, I will say this, Justin, did I give y'all a copy of the map? Mm-hmm. Northeast Texas is the only part of the state that has groundwater.
I know, that's exactly right. I know. And East Texas is the part of the state that has the ground. It has the groundwater.
Haynesport doesn't have it. But Cypress does, because the Carrizo Springs, you look at it, goes from Boone County, Morris County, Pattis County, Franklin County. Hopkins then makes a left turn down into Van Zandt, goes all the way down to Carrizo Springs, Texas.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it starts up here. But you go north of Hemsburg,
right.
Carrizo Springs, you don't have water underneath. It's just the south part of the county that's got it.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to come up here and drill a well right now, and I do,
we just started this conversation last week, hearing about what all this. I mean, here you've been following the news stories about it, and you're talking about it,
right? Everybody was against it. More than half of the judges were against us. And then I started popping up with AJ, the two that were really against it, like I was. Oh, we proved it. What?
So my question is, what were your counterparts?
I don't know. I will find out tomorrow. I didn't talk to them. I just made fun of them. I said, really? And they just started laughing. And I was like, well, you know.
I said something that
they're ticked off like I am up to the state of Texas. But they're fed up with what the state of Texas has done. Okay. So.
Well, thanks for commenting on that, at least.
Well, you want me to put it on the gym for me?
Yeah, we can always take it. You know, especially if we're up against a deadline. I mean, that's the whole, my whole thing. I don't want to make a decision on anything that says, okay, make it now. Here, listen, we got the information, make it. What do you think? Yes, no?
Yeah,
in fact, I just had 1 week now even looking at this stuff. I haven't got, most of my information has been just
Channel 7.
But Channel 7 or Google stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's, I mean, we're not doing those discussions.
He said I had several people approach him. I said, well, do they really know what the truth is on both sides? No, they just
think we did. Tyson.
And I don't know that anybody knows.
It's nowhere really easy.
Now, Judge Newsom told me there wasn't a way in the world is it. Because they are pushing their data center.
Well, I know, and the thing is, you got to take a look at every situation you think of. And Hopkins County is a different situation than what we're in. They got a lot of people right there.
Yeah.
And that's, so it's like, we can pick and choose. Well, you know, this is what he said, well, let's get in his camp. Let's all figure out what our camp decides based upon the information we have. Not necessarily on just, well, the knee-jerk reaction some one other person has. I mean, take it all together. I mean, that's what my question is. If we got this many people around us, I understand, and I got ultimate respect for Judge Newsom. This decision they make, that's fine. But I also want to take consideration what the other people are saying.
I've known Judge Newsom since the 70s when he was a deputy sheriff. But I talked to him and a city councilman at that time, they said, we don't care what the people say, we're bringing that data. Really? I mean, they just, we're bringing it, it's going to bring money to this county, and I, once again, it's going to bring money to this county, it's going to bring jobs to this county, it's going to bring this. I said, we can have five people show up, we listen to five people. I said, you know, that's everything we can legally do, we try to do it,
I
hadn't heard anything from our citizens about this, really. I haven't heard a lot. It's not a big deal to our citizens.
I'm
going to tell you something. If they want to know about it, they're going to know about it, because it's been on channels, it's been everywhere, because Sam Young hit me up the other day about it. I said, Sam, we're having meetings about it, we're trying to find out about it, and we're learning about it. And he's like, we need to pray to take a walk.
Okay. Sam, and then that's one person I didn't know, me, Sam.
Yeah,
I had to imagine, I didn't talk to Sam at all. I even talked to Sam about a lot of stuff with me and my predecessor. Back here in the early part of this year, I was already talking to me in January, February about it.
Yeah.
So, I know it's been, I mean, that's because there's been a lot of stuff.
Well, a lot of them was talking about we need to protect our Cypress water.
Right, yeah.
It's not so much, it hadn't been so much the groundwater until
and the last couple even to that, and that's another one of those discussions. Yeah. If you have people here, you have a board, you have a general manager and a board of that water district that governs that and makes those decisions. But if the state makes a decision they want it, they're going to take it.
That's right.
You can't this,
this does not, the groundwater conservation district does not do the surface water.
Right.
They make
right.
that clear.
That's right.
That's the state's water. And they do whatever they want.
That's exactly right. And so pick your battles.
Yeah.
I mean, even if something were to happen with dealing with our surface water, the water district, you cut and put confidence in the people. They're in positions of authority to make these choices and decisions. They're elected, and they go. They make those choices. There's a lot of people don't understand that. But I mean, I'm a commissioner over Cypress Springs. I understand the value of the place. I mean, we all do. That's once again that the water belongs to Franklin County. Look at why it was formed.
Yep.
To capture the floodwaters of Franklin County and send them downstream.
And if you think they ain't gonna build that lake and fill it up, right now, you're crazy as snot because Dallas needs to water their yard into the.
And on my favorite out all over here in this conversation, they'll be ostracizing me from the city of Dallas. But the thing is, it's true. I mean, we all look at stuff like this, and especially folks out in a rural area we grow up, it's okay, how much, you try to make your resources go as long as they can.
Yeah.
As long as they can. And living in the Metroplex, the years we did, I learned a long time ago, you can water your lawn twice a week for 30, 45 minutes.
Well, I don't mow a lot of yard, because I'm ready for some grout.
you have somebody to mow the yard, the thing is, when you have somebody's sprinkler goes off every day, five, six times a day, and
I have been four Dallas. Of them are in the heat. I have been in Dallas with the flooding outside, mm-hmm. and the sprinklers go off.
That's what I'm saying is, if you live out in a rural area, you realize what it means to try to conserve and take care of your natural resources. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do, but sometimes in a bigger area with more people. And then not to mention, and we said it a while ago, those people, there's more people there, so the politicians listen to them. It's not still it. Means we still got
freezes. And we'll freeze the road.
Have a conversation.
And let me say this, and I know how she feels. That's pretty. She got up and left. I'm in favor of the Sulphur River project that they're trying to plan for. I'm for that, and she's talking about 20,000, but I'm telling you, she's fixing the bug system. I wish she's in here. I'm going to go talk to her here in just a minute. Do you want 20,000 to go that, or you want 20,000? Which one's going to go? I mean, it's kind of like I told the sheriff. If we don't have the money to bank, we can't write the check.
Well, I think as important as this is, though, can you not raise the money somewhere else?
No. There's no way. No, they made it clear you're going to go out of the property taxes to do this. I mean, it's the every state representative said that. And I said, that's when I sat there and said, I sat here.
Yeah, what about the Sulphur River? I mean, is it the same thing?
Yeah, but they're just asking us to help, you know. So what's more important, groundwater conservation district or fixing up the Sulphur River with the flow?
I think they're equally important.
I
think they're equally important.
Yeah, I know, but you're only so much money to them.
Well, I know.
Okay, now let's throw this in there. What's more important, that or 3% pay raise for everybody, for your employees, for people in the Franklin County? And I mean, we can keep going all day long. There's a whole list of crap in there. She's got in there. I mean, priority. What's your priority?
We went over it 2 weeks ago. We know exactly what the thing. We know that there's a whole lot of, there's a big budget, and we don't have the. We got to work on that fishing cutting. You're right, but that's part of that. That's part of our job. We got this stuff is coming up, and so it's like
I figure what's priority. And I think.
I mean, the sheriff brought in a $435,000 budget increase for him,
and we were here.
My personal opinion, because y'all know I would love to see my employees get raises. But water is more important than them getting raised.
Did you ask them that?
They gotta have water.
Yeah.
Period. And so does everybody else in this town.
First of all, there's nobody except farmers that tap into the
water. Well, I understand that, but we're an agriculture county, so that when you're talking about farmers, I'm only one. Yeah. Well, how many farmers?
But if you take them right down here,
are tapped in, and how many people that don't have farms that have wells?
I don't know.
That don't rely on public utilities.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing how many wells. I know that there's one because I do.
There's a lot of them.
Well, sir, there's a bunch that we don't know. But nobody knows because it's not regulated.
Right. But I mean, I think this down here, too, is equally important because that's a mess.
Yeah. But, you know, once again, we're the ones that make the decision.
Yep.
Oh, I agree. You better make sure our farmers on employees, our water, Sulphur River, fire departments, law enforcement, the jail, you know.
Mm-hmm. We only have so much money.
Yeah, insurance is going up, that we don't have any choice on that. Unless we do what? Well, we could vote not to have, let employees have insurance. There was counties around close to us that didn't have insurance until just here recently. So, hey, let's cut insurance. Well, we're not going to do that. You know, it's just you got to do a priority list. And what's on your priority list of what we can and can't afford?
Well, there's
only so much money.
And that's exactly right. That's a great discussion of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What we just put out right there, like on the table. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start thinking about it. Some recommendation versus.
And our health insurance went up 3%. Cap County went up 9%. They went up 11% tax because they had more claims than we did. So we were actually pretty good there. But guess what? It still went up 3%. 3% of, that's a bunch of money.
No, it is.
And so, once again, the state of Texas has limited us what we can raise.
And to your point, you make a while ago, getting this next legislative session, if he changes the threshold and all that, the game's totally changing next year.
That's why, for
this year, we try to figure out what we got to do, because danger could be radically change next year.
Sure.
I mean, I think everybody's aware of that, but it doesn't change the fact this is something
that's another thing that burns me to toe in is that there's wanting money. They want us to pay for this, as we got several unfunded mandates. I wish I had a list. I used to have a list of all unfunded mandates in the state of Texas, but that's the number one priority of the Republican Party in Texas right now. No property tax. So we want to do it under consumption tax. Like I told him yesterday, I think, you know, and my state senator, I went and had lunch with him in Tyler.
When?
Oh, this was about 6-8 months ago. And Richard went down there, and then Sheriff went down there. He said, if we did away with property tax, I mean, he'll admit it, but he won't do it in front of the camera, of course. Mm-hmm. That's what we all want. We would have to raise the sales tax to 25 to 30 cents on everything and do away with, so we don't pay tax on groceries, but that's going to have to go away. So I said, okay. So here's my, if you live in our Cass County guy, he wants to be governor of state, or he wants to be president, he wants to move on up. And I make fun of him all the time. But okay, Marshall.
Is that Judge Ransom?
Yes, Travis Ransom. But this just in our area, Marshall, Atlanta, Texarkana, Paris, guess where they're gonna go buy their groceries? It ain't gonna be in Texas. They're gonna be in Texarkana. They won't buy the gas here. They won't buy anything because it's going to be so high. They know that. So what, you know, where are we going to get the money for the counties and the school districts? You tell them whether they've got to have money, or are they going to just do away with public education, private education?
I know, because once again,
you're there's money.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. We have our one small blank. Ours is not the school district. I understand all the things you're talking about. That's the thing that we got to have. People are having to stay, but that's not our lane. We're trying to do
it. Well, it is our lane because half of our citizens that make a living in this county work at that school.
I get it. So yeah, but we had no decision making in it.
No. But it's all property tax. So it comes from the same pile of money, and that's what they're wanting to do.
Right.
And you think they're going to separate the school districts and the counties and cities? They're not. They're not. And they're not going to lower their taxes and fees on anything. There's 66 fees and taxes that they got. That's funny, but like I said, they've done a great job. Hey, look at our property tax bill. Don't be looking at all these taxes down here. Look. You got one big check at the end of the year, so that looks really bad. But every time you go fill a tank of gas, you don't even think about that 20 cents every gallon of gas that the state of Texas is getting. because it's hidden. But anyway, that's just me on my soapbox. I will put it on the agenda. I'll kind of inform you, kind of. I'll take
what goes on tomorrow.
What goes on tomorrow? Oh, I can tell you right now. They're scared to death. Not to do
it. Is that a big? Are y'all actually going to discuss this or everything?
Well, it's really.
Is that kind of meeting?
No, it's a judgment that we get together, which actually Texas County's put it on for us, where we can get 6 hours of credit.
Okay.
And but this is going to be the main thing of what they said. Let's talk about the groundwater conservation district. I don't know if they're going to invite anybody.
Yeah, speaker, anybody coming in?
That's a tax guy. You think they have somebody coming in?
Oh, yeah, they'll probably have a guy from Sledge Laughlin. That's what we
Man, there's a way that.
And why are they picking our lawyer for us? Well,
they're the groundwater doctor.
They know that they're going
to be. He knows everything. It's their specialty. That's what they do. Yeah. That's what their claim to fame is. They've helped put them all together all across the state. Like what you said, well, we're the only place that didn't have one. Mm-hmm. They've done all across the state. So he's like, you know, what you want to do is if you got a back problem, are you going to hire a doctor that's a foot surgeon? And get somebody that's
good. Knows what they're doing. Yep.
Well, I'm not saying I want to. If there's a potential, we can even join it without. You said a while ago, if there's a way to do it where you don't have the outlay of money and be a non-voting member, at least to show support, they were saying, yeah, we're willing to be part of the process, maybe come up with a solution. This, and I know people disagree with me on this. I don't have all the answers, but I'm willing to try to find solutions for stuff rather than just throw my hands up and say, because I've already had people look at me on something like that in 4 years. What are you doing? You're so busy telling me no. You can't do this, can't do this, can't do this.
Well, the bottom line, the solution for me is the state regulates. It's not us. Not a conservation district. The state of Texas, they got billions and billions and billions of dollars in the rainy day fund that they do for their special little project.
But you're going to have the state, once again, you're
whenever a Democrat gets to Washington, they're going to go.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to regulate this. So,
so Mr. Bass, who has a lot of political capital, comes in and says, I want the permits.
Yep.
Sure, Mr. Bass, go get all the water you want out of East Texas. Yep. That's why we're talking about trying to do something else. Yeah. But now, your point, if we could do it where it's each county does, man, that's even better. We can make that argument for bigger government. Let us work. We're listening to our people. You tell us what you want, and this is what the regulations
all are. All it'll take, Scotty, is for them to go down there and pass a bill where we can regulate.
No, I agree.
But they don't want to do that. And I'm going to tell you why they don't want to do it. And I've already told you. Because they don't get lobby money that way. They have to have millions of dollars to run for political office every year. The governor does, the lieutenant governor does, because it's a statewide, then they have to have millions of dollars in their bank account to run.
Yeah. And they got
money. And that's the way they get it.
That's right.
They get it through lobbyists. And if you look up the definition of the lobbyist.
Well, right now, at least right now, the governor is worried enough that he's out beating up the campaign trail, telling people he wants regulation data centers. And that was not what was going on 3 months ago.
Right.
So I'm just saying, we've got a window of opportunity right now. And we're not even in a legislative session. Because whatever happens, any new law is going to be made is going to be made after the election. So to your point, he could already maybe change his strike. I don't know. But we've got a door open now. So it's like, how do we try to walk through it?
No, I got several questions.
Can we go?
I wish you could. I'll go tell them right quick that my commissioner's court's in favor.
I'm
serious. You're in favor of doing something.
They're being involved. Yes,
yeah,
being involved.
Being involved.
Being involved in the vote.
Hey,
that's a normal reaction I get from Scott. He's so overwhelmed by my handsomeness.
I just be involved in the process. And if it's something that gives us a little local voice.
I didn't think you were going to be here today. You're going to be here for that hearing this afternoon? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I got to go and change clothes. I thought we were going to cancel that one. We're doing it every time.
So. If you say the word.
No.
That's I appreciate the discussion.
That's what it, you know.
It helps all of us. It's just know where you and our presiding officer know where you're, what you're. Relating to other judges and relating to information to us in this city, but we need it. Like I say, I got more information today than I've had leading up to it. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, we'll get more information from you talking to other judges that are wanting to be a part of this thing. Channel 7 News. And Channel 7 News, yeah, is going to be a 30-second story.
Sure. And then what you find on Google, you don't know.
Right. You don't know. I'm some you don't see.
I still, you can look up stuff on Google, and I still trust all.
And the truth is always somewhere.
And as much as I love these, and I know every one of them, I know every judge in Northeast Texas, and I love them to death, and they're good guys. But I don't think that Titus County ought to be saying what happens in Franklin County, if I remember that. Or Marsh County, or Bowie County, or Red River. Well, Red River's not in,
but we need to discuss and kind of all be the same, because Titus County, if they go to letting something else in, they're looking at our groundwater. Right. You know what I mean? You know, so you got to all be together.
Yeah, they all sit on top of the same line.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, just, you know, we don't want to be sitting out here beside, you know, on our own, and then they let somebody do something, because it's going to affect us.
And the question is, how are you even going to know when somebody's going to affect this? They'll be sucking water, and we never know. I mean, there's nothing in Mother Earth that's saying, something happened over here.
Earthquake,
you can kind of tell when there's earthquake, when you're sucking water out of the ground, it ain't going to show you. So, you know, it's against the law now. Yeah, everybody, the people, when it comes to money, people will violate the law every once in a while. No, I'll put it on there. And I'll come back and kind of, I'll take notes tomorrow. So, bitch, and all kind of
whatever. See, it could be positive today. All cops aren't bad. You know,
but y'all need, I'm serious. They're not serious. She's going to tell you the same thing.
There's a lot of
you better make your priority.
And that you're exactly right. And we all understand that. that responsibility falls on us, and that we're the ones that have to fade the heat on it, yay or nay. So, and that's, once again, get the information.
Yes.
The more information we have, the better choices we can make.
Yeah, pros and cons.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those out.
All right.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Glenn?